Why do people bear consequences according to their karma?
On one occasion, 1,250 monks, many great bodhisattvas, and countless laypeople and celestial beings were gathered at Karanda Venurana in the city of Rajagaha, reverently listening to Buddha expounding the Dharma. At that time, Bimbisara, the king of Magadha, was also in the audience. After Buddha had completed his sermon about the sublime Dharma of self-attainment, the king rose from his seat, reverently prostrated himself before Buddha, circumambulated the Buddha thrice, kneeled and placed his palms together. He asked the Buddha,
"World-honored one, when sentient beings commit virtuous or evil karma, the actions disappear once they have been done. Why is it that at the brink of death, whatever they have previously done appears in their minds, and according to their karma, they bear the effects? The nature of all things and events is essentially empty. Sentient beings do all kinds of things acting on their thoughts. After they die, all should become empty. Why must the effects of their karma be born? Why do karmic effects not vanish? May the world-honored one empathize with my ignorance and explain this to me."
Buddha told the king, "Let us reflect on this example. In his dreams, a man sees a gorgeous woman and makes love to her. When he awakens, he recalls the pretty woman fondly. Your Majesty, do you think what happened in the dream was real?" The king replied,
"It was not real, world-honored one, because what appears in dreams is the result of our wishful thinking during the day. In wakefulness, they are gone. Where is that pretty woman to have fun with?"
Buddha said, "Your Majesty, it is indeed as you say. The images in the dream are all illusory. They are not real. When people commit virtuous or evil actions, that is also like dream imagery, which has no nature by itself. When a man sees a beautiful lady, his sexual desire will be aroused, and he will lust for her. When craving has arisen, he will find ways to get her, by hook or by crook. If he cannot fulfill his heart's desire, then love will transform to hatred, even to the extent that he will commit evil deeds, which not only harm others, but himself as well. Through body, speech, and mind, evil deeds are committed. These evil karma are the causes for misfortunes, and they are stored in the eighth consciousness, awaiting an appropriate time for fruition. The eighth consciousness, also known as alaya consciousness, acts as the storehouse in which the imprints of past experience and karmic actions are stored. From it, the remaining seven consciousnesses arise and produce all present and future modes of experience in samsara, the cycle of birth and death. After a deed is done, it does not vanish into emptiness without consequence or retribution. At death, when the sixth mind consciousness is on the brink of cessation, the virtuous or evil karmic seeds stored in the eighth consciousness from actions committed throughout one's lifetime will be revealed. According to one's transgressions or blessings, one bears one's own karmic effects. It is like people startling awake from a dream. Although the illusory dreamscape is no longer visible, the stored seeds of habitual tendencies are not lost. When the seventh consciousness in this life ceases and subsequent consciousness arises, there will be cyclic transmigration in the realms of heaven, human, asura, hungry ghost, animal, and hell. That is, within the six realms of transmigration. Your Majesty, this is because there is no cessation of the virtuous or evil karmic seeds that were planted in one's previous life. This thus brings about karmic fruition in the life to come. In this present life, when the sixth mind consciousness ceases, it is called death. When seventh consciousness arises, the next life has come. Seventh consciousness is also known as manas consciousness. It is the subtle level of our consciousness, our I, my, our egoistic tendencies, attachments, and emotions. However, when the sixth mind consciousness ceases, it goes nowhere. And when seventh consciousness arises, it comes from nowhere. Why is that so? This is because the nature of consciousness is essentially empty. When the mind consciousness ceases, the nature of mind consciousness is empty. When the seventh consciousness ceases, the nature of seventh consciousness is empty. When the subsequent consciousness arises, the nature of the subsequent consciousness is empty. For all karma that is created, their karmic nature is essentially empty. Where there is arising, the nature of arising is empty. Then, as the discriminating mind arises, thoughts stream one after another, and we bear karmic effects in future lives. From this, we see that all sentient beings are being obscured by ignorance. We do not know the illusion of all things and events, that their nature is essentially empty. We thus greedily crave and cling, causing transmigration in cycles of birth and death. When the Buddha reached this point, King Bimbisara was able to understand completely. The assembly of monks, bodhisattvas, and countless lay people, celestial beings, dragons, and deities listened joyfully, respectfully received the teachings, and practiced accordingly.